Ayn Rand is dead, but her philosophy is still being taught. I'm Don Swaim with Book Beat. Leonard Peikoff is the number one adherent of Ayn Rand's philosophy of objectivism. He wrote the introduction to Rand's posthumous book of essays called Philosophy, Who Needs It? And last year, his book, The Ominous Parallels, was published with an introduction by Rand. Peikoff was her associate for 31 years, first as a student, later as a lecturer on her philosophy, an editor of her publications, and as an advocate of her point of view.
I read The Fountainhead as a teenager, and then through a mutual friend, I got to meet her when I was 17. She was living in California at the time.
But Canadian-born Peikoff decided to drop his pre-med studies and switch to philosophy.
She convinced me that philosophy is what moves the world. And I went home and thought about that, and I decided, if so, why go into medicine when you can have your finger in the heart of the world by going into abstract philosophy, which is what I did. I dropped my major, moved to New York, and got a PhD in philosophy.
Ayn Rand, who died in March of last year, gave the appearance of being rather severe and intractable.
In person, she was very much like the characters in her novels. She was passionately involved in ideas. She thought they were the most important things in life, and that was the theme of her book, Philosophy, Who Needs It? That ideas determine the course of the world.
Peikoff says Ayn Rand's philosophy is based on reason and rational selfishness, harking back to Aristotle.
What she did is take certain fundamentals of Aristotle and develop them, implement them in ways that he didn't. His philosophy was, if you know the history of philosophy, part Aristotelian and part Platonic, so that his philosophy is not entirely consistent. What she did is take basically Aristotle's advocacy of reason and of selfishness and remove from them Platonic elements and make them completely consistent.
Philosopher Leonard Peikoff. Why Ayn Rand's symbol was the dollar sign in my next report. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Her symbol was the dollar sign. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ayn Rand died in March of 1982. Her best-known novels, Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, have been read by millions. The leading advocate of her philosophy of objectivism is Leonard Peikoff.
The dollar sign to her was a symbol of free trade and therefore of free minds. It was the symbol of capitalism. And to her, the essence of a proper system of government is basically what it was for the founding fathers of this country. That is, solely the protection of individual rights from violation by criminals at home or foreign aggressors abroad. And other than that, hands off, laissez-faire. No government interference in the economy, which means no subsidies, no favors to any group, not business, not labor, not farmers, not consumers, etc. Truly a free country.
Ayn Rand warned Peikoff well in advance of the publication of Atlas Shrugged that the critics would skewer the book. She felt that the intellectuals would reject what she said was her challenge of the fundamental ideas of Western philosophy. But much criticism of Ayn Rand was literary in nature, for her voice was often shrill, and her readers were pounded with her ideas. Peikoff disagrees.
She's an advocate of what she called romantic realism. And she believed that you should present characters who are black and white, who are heroes or villains, engaged in dramatic conflicts and action. She thought literature should present man as he might be and ought to be.
But even Peikoff admits Ayn Rand had little subtlety.
She wanted stark contrasts, violent conflicts, heroes and villains, exciting stories carrying a deep message.
Atheism, laissez-faire capitalism, and rational self-interest manifest her philosophy, which has outraged liberals and conservatives alike. Rand wrote the introduction to Leonard Peikoff's book, The Ominous Parallels, last year, and this year Peikoff wrote the introduction to Ayn Rand's posthumous collection of essays, Philosophy, Who Needs It? With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Leonard Peikoff is Ayn Rand's heir in more ways than one. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Ayn Rand died in March of last year, she left no family. Leonard Peikoff, a student and associate of hers for 31 years, inherited her estate. He also inherited the role of chief advocate of objectivism, and his courses in Rand's philosophy are taught in 100 cities. Peikoff says neither liberals or conservatives are taken with the philosophy, which calls for a complete separation of state and economics, similar to the separation of church and state.
The liberals typically want economic controls, more government, you know, subsidies, welfare, taxes, etc. The conservatives like President Reagan get in and they say this is wrong, and then they affiliate with the moral majority and demand a whole host of moral and intellectual controls to be legislated by the federal government.
Peikoff calls the Reagan administration's policies dangerous.
Government should tell us, you know, how biology should be taught according to them, and government should legislate prayer in the schools. government should prohibit abortion, and government should see that literature is censored for obscenity and so on. This, to me, is thought control and is more dangerous even than the economic controls preached by the liberals.
And yes, at times, Peikoff votes for liberal candidates, Daniel Patrick Moynihan for one. Peikoff sees similarities between U.S. society today and Nazi Germany.
If you teach a person, in effect, don't trust your mind, they're set up to become obedient. And if you tell them, don't assert yourself, it's wrong to pursue your own happiness, you are nothing but a servant of others, they are set up for the potential dictator to come and say, I'm the voice of those others, and here's what you have to do. And if you say, but that makes me unhappy, he says, that's the whole idea. You're supposed to be miserable. You're supposed to suffer for mankind, and I'm their voice.
Peikoff thinks businessmen, rather than racial or religious minorities, are potential scapegoats of such a dictatorship.
They're widely hated by intellectuals. They're already the goat of everything that happens, and they feel tremendously guilty. They've gone to the same universities. They've been taught it's evil to make a profit. They walk around taking these full-page ads. I'm sure you've read in the Times to the effect of, dear public, it's true we made a profit, but forgive us, we're giving a lot of it away this year. We'll give away even more next year. These people are asking to be taken over.
Leonard Peikoff's ideas are contained in his book, The Ominous Parallels, for which Ayn Rand wrote the introduction. He wrote the introduction to Rand's posthumous collection of essays, Philosophy, Who Needs It? With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.